This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about you here during today's show, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. While at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. While much has been written about the persistent pay gap between America's female and male workers, and an equally persistent retirement savings gaps exist between men and women, it tends to get a lot less attention in the media. But I just recently read an article from Kiplinger that says, women have significantly less saved in 401ks than men. And what to do about it? I think that's the more important question anyway, is what to do about it. What are you going to do about your savings gap in retirement if you're a woman? It can be very damaging to your retirement. So before we get into that, we're going to introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who just finally saw the Barbie movie, which has become the summer's pop culture phenomenon as it races toward a $1 billion global box office. He probably watched it on that little tiny screen in theater. It's 25. What'd you think of Barbie? I have not watched it. I went and saw the Oppenheimer instead.
Yes, I wish I had gone and seen Oppenheimer. However, no, my wife and daughter wanted to go see the Barbie movie. And I will say I laughed quite a bit in the Barbie movie. And Will Ferrell is in it. And I like Will Ferrell. So he does a great job. It's got a lot of funny lines. I mean, it's not my thing. My wife and daughter really enjoyed it. It wasn't my thing. I don't know if it's worth quite the hype, but it's getting great reviews. So that's my opinion. How was the Oppenheimer film?
So the Oppenheimer was very long.
Yeah, it's like over 3 hours, I heard.
Yeah, it was very long. It didn't seem that long because it did move at a big pace. In the theater I was in, the music was too loud. And I don't know if they did that on purpose, but the music really drove the picture because, you know, there was the motion was coming through with all the music. So it was good and it was interesting, but 3 hours of it was a little brutal on the ear tones.
I've been to movies where the audio is too loud and you get ear fatigue. Not good.
We know the storyline, so it wasn't so much about the storyline because you kind of know it. I thought they could have done more to bring out more details about what was happening. So I cannot recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like, I don't know, a historical picture. I don't know. I want to see it, but I might wait. I heard it's nice to see it on the big screen. Same with a colorful movie like Barbie. But I am glad that those two movies have really, I mean, they were selling out at the theaters around here. Packed. So that's a good thing. I like to see movie theaters doing better. That's
good. Yeah. I guess I like adventurous romps maybe more than a historical depiction.
Yeah, I go to movies to be entertained. And so sometimes, even if they're well done, you know, it's just like, even a movie as great as the Schindler's List, people are entertained in different ways. I like to laugh. I like action. I like excitement. I like thrillers. Historical movies are tough for me.
Well, and this is a Scorsese movie. So you know how Scorsese is. He wants you to feel the pain.
Yes.
That the character was feeling. And so he does that a little bit. So you're like, not sure I feel better coming out of this movie.
It's not a feel good movie. I'll tell you.
No.
Oppenheimer is not a feel good movie. Yeah. No. And I'll tell you what, Barbie, since we're talking about retirement for women, and this is a show geared toward women and empowering women in retirement, the Barbie movie is empowering for women, I think. And they took a they kind of turned the idea on its head. Instead of being commercial and vapid and making women seem like, you know, the Barbie stereotype, it really is somewhat empowering. I think that's great. I know that women really love the film. And a lot of guys I know who have went to it, I laughed. So that's a good sign. I mean, if it made me laugh. Yeah. The actors did a phenomenal job, too. I mean, it's crazy what they had to do to really pull this off. And the director is like more of an artistic director. I mean, she even wanted to cast Amy Schumer as Barbie originally. I mean, that was her idea. So it is fairly artistic and clever. It's not, a lot of people think, oh, it's a little kids movie to sell Barbies. It's really not.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm a Neil deGrasse Tyson fan.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
I had not heard him talk about the Oppenheimer flick, but he has talked about Barbie, and he says he's figured out where Barbie Land is.
That's right. I bet he has. Yeah, he's a smart guy. I love him. He's great on talk shows, a great scientific mind, and he's entertaining. Well, so women in retirement, it seems from wages to other things, women have had to overcome a lot of hurdles and still do in some sense. So I think focusing on how women can save for retirement and how their retirement might be different is a great idea talking about this.
So we're going to look at a few statistics just to show that how different it is. So the average 401k balance for men is 89,000, while for women it's 59,000. So that's a significant difference, especially when we're talking about something that's going to grow, compound. If you're compounding from a much smaller money start, then that's kind of how things are. So the report that I looked at talks about a bank's retirement plan, which serves more than 25,000 companies and more than 6 million workers. So that's where this data comes from. And it just shows why the statistics are important to know about, and that we need to get people prepared, especially women, so that they can do that. Now, women often have their career interrupted because they have children, and they carry that ball for us as you would. And so I can't do that. Women want to be more focused on short-term goals, like paying off debt. And so there, a lot of women do focus on debt. And that's what we've noticed too. Women do not like debt. They don't like owing. And so maybe they're less likely to have saved money because they won't save money till they feel like they're completely out of debt.
Right.
Where men are like, yeah, whatever, I've got debt. You know, we'll pay it off whenever, but we got to get this money going for savings.
Right.
So, and men don't worry about that quite as much as women.
As much as they should in many cases.
As much as they should. Well, and then the average woman, according to a Pew Research study, earned 82% of what their male counterparts earn. So that's up from what it used to be, but it's still not a great figure.
No. And that's one thing I've never understood. I know the pay gap between men and women has been an issue for as long as I can remember. So it's disappointing to learn that there hasn't been more progress in the last, you know, how many ever years. Beyond that, though, it sounds like, the studies you're citing are full of really important data for our show today.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is, Tony, including the fact that 52% of women participate in 401k plans. So that's not a lot. So it's
only half. Wow.
Nearly only half of women workers are adequately saving for retirement. Conversely, 6 out of 10 men participate. So that's a pretty good gap when we're looking at these large numbers, right? Small percentages make a big difference when we're talking about 150 million people.
Right.
So the solution here is pretty straightforward. Employers need to get their women started on a smart design plan. They need to get them into the retirement systems and getting to savings. Those HR programs. So a lot of employers are now doing auto enrollment. So when you start at a company, they are automatically deducting employees' paychecks and they funnel it directly into their 401ks. That way that money never enters into your spending plan once to take home, right? So you don't expand your life to the amount of money you have because you're not getting it right there. That auto enrollment can make a real massive difference. And so that Bank of America study that we referred to said that 85% of employees participate in 401ks now. And if they provide an auto enrollment option, that makes a big difference. So just 36% of employees participate when auto enrollment is not an option. So
wow, 85% of employees participate in their 401k when auto enrollment is used. That's right. When it's not, it goes down to 36%.
That's right. So it's like,
it's huge.
It's like when Apple rolled out their, opt-in thing, you know, then you finally got to take control of that.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you take control of it, then you miss out on a great sale because you didn't get the auto notification.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I think for our discussion today, I mean, for women, making sure that their unique retirement needs are being met and that their retirement goals are being considered, this is a good reason right there for them to meet with financial services professionals like yourself and Tara.
That's right. So when women do contribute to 401ks, they often do contribute less, right? Because they feel we're responsible for that whole household income, I think. So women currently contribute about 6.2% of their income to a retirement account, while men contribute 6.6%. So I thought that was an interesting statistic, is that you're both planning for the same retirement. Why would women put in less percentage of their income? Even if their income is less, why are they putting in a smaller percentage? So I'm not sure why that is. But we need to change that. We need women to get into that higher number and get 7%. Make sure they get all the matching they can with that company and know what that matching is. And so just be aware of what those 401ks offer you and what they can do for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's important, obviously, because, women need to contribute that. And I think, again, it's a good reason for them to work with somebody like yourself. And now, I think you've got to consider how much you contribute to your plan. That's huge. I mean, only 7% of women kick in the maximum amount the IRS allows to a 401k. Well, 10% of men do. So that's interesting. Those gaps, they don't really make sense to me, but I guess it's just a different mindset. And, I know there's something called the Dream Do Retirement System, and Tara's worked very hard with you on retirement for women. We can talk about that. It's asset allocation specifically geared toward women, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we utilize the Dream Do Retirement System. If somebody asks about it and if we feel like it fits them, with this, we can assess whether your assets are currently properly aligned with your risk tolerance, determine if what you have saved will be enough to help you enjoy your ideal retirement, and help you devise a spending plan that works for you right now and that will continue to work for you during retirement. So no matter where you're at in your career or your path to retirement, that Dream Do Retirement System can help provide you with some insights and maybe some opportunities to help you create a financial strategy that serves you now and in the future.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. So how can our listeners out there get a financial strategy in place and look at where they're at, especially the women who are listening or, spouses, families that want to come in and talk about finances? How can they get a hold of you and set up that no charge consultation and get a copy of Tara's book?
So you can reach us at 719-210-4100. 4242. We've got complimentary consultations set aside. I've got a box of books that I'm giving to people that call in off the radio show, mention that the radio show, and you'll get the complimentary book as well. So call 719-210-4242. Check us out on our website, NolanFinancialPartners.com. You can listen to some of our past shows out there. You can figure out how to subscribe through whatever podcast that you like to listen to. So you listen to our past shows there.
All right. Well, let's continue the show now. Key retirement steps for women. What do you want to talk about next?
So the next thing I wanted to talk about is the article explains that there's another challenge for women savers is that their accounts are not often exposed to stocks. Okay. So women in general, not everybody, because Tara's not included this, they are risk adverse. Okay. And that's for whatever reason, the study shows that 36% of women's account balances are invested in equity mutual funds, which, according to this article, have historically provided bigger returns than bonds and cash. Okay, so right now, the best return is through market forces. That's how our country grows. Is an indication of our country's growth is through market and through equities, and as companies grow, then we can grow with them. And so that's, but that entails a risk, because what if that company goes out of business and I own part of that company? Right. So that's where you go meet with a financial professional that will get you into the right kind of market exposure, so that your money, you won't outlive your money, because you need that long-term growth. Now that doesn't mean that all your assets go out there. It's something that needs to be a factor, though, in your long-term plan. And so we can help you understand the risk. And so I think that's the biggest part of why most people don't put money in the market, is they don't understand the risk. What are the risks? Is the risk something I can deal with or not? And so if you understand the risk, maybe it is.
Well, yeah. And so what are some ways that women can address this?
So, I want to emphasize as clear as possible that you should only invest while working closely with that financial professional. So
yeah,
you need, that's what you've got to do, is you've got to figure out where you're at. We'll utilize systems that will show you, if I do this, then this will happen. If I do this, this will happen. And here are the risks for all of these things. Here are some investments with no risk. We have some that have no risk. We call that our safe money account, right? We have a growth money account for people. We have a safe money account for people. So everything can generally fall in those two areas. As far as investments go, does it have risk or does it not have risk? So how do we decide where we want to put it? Well, we look at our balance. So we generally use the rule of 100. And so if we're 40 years old, then we should have 60% of our assets at risk and 40% of our savings not at risk. And then as we get older, we move toward having more of our savings not at risk. And so that's a way of addressing the risk issue that everybody have and they should have, right? But it approaches it from a way of, okay, but I need some growth. How do I get that growth? Well, let's put together a plan that has some risk involved and has some money that is not at risk. So when times are bad with the risky investment, we don't have to spend it. We don't have to realize the risk. Remember we've talked about recognizing your losses sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's advantageous, but a lot of times it's not. Money is still money, right? So right. more money is more money. So we don't want losses, but losses can help us in our overall tax plan sometimes. So sometimes we'll do that. So
yeah. Yeah. And it's important to really have a plan in place. And yep. I mean, every little thing you can do, I mean, you can't be afraid to ask for a raise. If you think you deserve one, everybody should be willing to advocate for themselves. And there's nothing wrong with recognizing that you bring value to your employer, because the more money you make, the more you're going to be able to put into your 401k, maybe yep. the bigger the match, things like that. So
that's right.
Those things can all help prepare for retirement, right?
That's right. And also getting your dollars inside those 401ks, putting them in the right kind of profile for you. That's something that we help our clients with. If you have a question about whether you've chosen the right mutual fund, or however it's invested in your 401ks, most of them are mutual funds. Then we can help give some guidance on that. And we've helped a lot of people figure out what's better for them. And we just show them, you know, we just show them, we'll educate yeah. them on how to do it, how to look at it, and how to think about, okay, here's my time horizon. Okay. Here's this, here's that. Here's how you figure out what the right investment is for you in those things. So I wanted to bring up an AARP Public Policy Institute study that showed that 20% of all women workers in the U.S. are the family's primary caregiver. So this kind of shows that when there is a primary caregiver, it's going to be women workers a lot of times. A lot of times it's going to be single women. They're balancing their career and their caregiving to their kids. And they've got to find that balance on using, how to use sick days and vacation days to handle those caregiving tasks. And so they may miss work days because of it. And that's another thing that I think challenges the amount of income and the amount of savings that women can create. And then they might entirely leave the workforce. I've had some clients that went from, you know, making $90,000 a year to down to $20,000 a year because they went part-time to take care of an elderly a parent. And I haven't talked to any men that have done that, but I've talked to a number of women that have given up their primary career to do that.
What's another significant challenge for women out there?
Well, it's a good thing, but it's something that you have to deal with. Women live longer than men.
Yeah, the good news is women live longer. The bad news is women live longer.
They live about 6 years longer than men. So current life expectancy is a little bit more than 79 years for women, according to the CDC. And for men, it's about 73 and a half years. So that's a significant difference that you've got to plan for in retirement. So, because you don't want to run out of money before you run out of life. That's right. Something that people say, I don't want to run out of money before I run out of life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. You don't. And longevity, it really, those extra years are going to cost you in retirement, right?
That's right. So because guess what? Well, there's more going to be more healthcare expenses.
Yeah.
There's going to oftentimes your partner has passed away. So your income has at least dropped by the Social Security dollars that were coming in. Or maybe their significant other spouse's pension plan, maybe that went away. So there may be changes to your income stream as you go through retirement because you're outliving your spouse. Healthcare costs aren't going to go down, right? So Medicare, Medicaid, health expenditure projections are expected to grow an average of 5.5% per year over the 10-year period ending in 2027. So that's a lot. That's a big inflation number on healthcare. So, yeah. and then often because women collect less in Social Security, then you're just not going to have as much. And they're often doing the caregiving task. Women experience at least $16,000 in lost wages due to what we call the motherhood wage gap. There's just lots of factors that are stacked against women for right now in our society for having less money saved for retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is important and just makes it that much more important to work with a financial advisor, financial services professionals like yourselves. So before we go, let our listeners out there know, Chris, how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge consultation.
That's right. If you have questions or concerns about your path to retirement, or you'd like more information about the Dream Do retirement system, please visit our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. Call our office at 719-210-4242. We'll discuss how our team can help you reach your financial goals. Our goal is to help you prepare for retirement you've worked so hard for. So give us a call at 719-210-4242.
All right. Sounds great, Chris. Good show today. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us again soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242. Or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.